That is Tombs with Dead Bird. Kia ora, Tombs. Hello, Nick. Hello, Dory. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
That is good to hear. How are you, Dorian?
Good, Rach. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on Fake Teeth, which is your brand new album that came out yesterday. Are you feeling stoked? Are you feeling happy about it? What's the vibes?
I feel relieved.
That's a good feeling to have on the other side of releasing a 14-track album. It's not a small one. And there's quite the breadth of time frames for recording and writing this project. How long has it been in the works?
It's probably at least two years. Yeah.
Nice. So a pandemic's length, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that certainly didn't make it any faster.
No. Who did you record this with, and where did you record it?
Nick recorded all of it.
Nice one.
We recorded it at the Wine Cellar.
Shout-outs, Rowan.
Yeah, shout-outs, Rowan. And our house, and this old studio that he used to run in town, called Black Door Studios. It's gone now, though.
Is that what Black Door, the song on this album, is about or in reference to?
Fundamentally, yeah.
We recorded it there.
And
I guess the vibe is like, I don't know.
We're clearly very articulate this morning.
It is early, to be fair. I feel like, though, when you listen to Tombs, and especially when you see Tombs live, there's something that happens that's very primal. It gets you right in the soul, and I think it's something to do with, obviously, the sound, the, like, power of it, but I think it was also the humour. You guys write with a lot of humour, and I really enjoy that about your music. How do you put together a Tombs track? Do you sit down and just thrash it out, or what's the process for you in actually creating a song?
I think the energy that you see live is, like, 1,000,000%. We want each other to not be alive.
So obliteration, that's the goal.
Maybe that's how we write it too. A lot of fighting
through the music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to talk about live music a little bit at the moment because we all miss it so much, but I guess what's the thing that got you both playing way back when? I mean, you've both been doing music for a long time, but what was it that kind of made you be like, yeah, this is something I want to be doing?
That's a good question.
A soul-searching one for you, Nick.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be inaccurate to say it's more like a compulsion. Like, you kind of, there may in fact be a lack of choice in it. It's just something you have to do, and if you don't do it, you'll feel like something's missing.
Yeah, yeah. Dorian, how about for you?
It's not that deep, but my friend just made me.
I feel like that's so many people's experience of being like, well, someone didn't have a drummer, and then they were like, you can be my drummer, and I didn't know how to play the drums, and the rest is history. I feel like that seems to be a lot of people's first entry into music making. But I think for a two-piece band, you make a lot of noise, you also create a real presence in a space. What has been, I guess, some of the, like, learning you've done for yourselves as a group through writing this record?
For me, I think Nick's already quite good at this because he's like a sound engineer, but for me, it helped me to be more thoughtful about, like, it doesn't always have to be there, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the lack of something is also really important.
Yeah, yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And I think that's quite something you don't learn until you've done it, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm. How about especially for you, Nick? Oh, sorry. No, Dory, carry on.
I was just going to say, especially because it's, like, really loud, annoying, obnoxious punk music, so people think that it should be just, like, handies all the time.
Yeah. But having space is important. What have you, I guess, taken from the process of making this, Nick?
Well, for me, an important part of doing this was that we knew it was going to come out on vinyl. Thanks, Kim.
Nice.
Thanks, Kim.
And, you know, records aren't... It's not the same as when you just... make a collection of songs that go on Spotify or even on a CD.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of continuous, whereas a record sort of has two sides, obviously, so you've got kind of two parts to it immediately.
Yeah.
And then that sort of invites you to try and structure it in more of a way that can be sort of a sequence or a trip or a journey, because people will probably actually listen to the songs in the order that you intended rather than
totally
so that kind of gives you an opportunity that isn't always there. So that was definitely something I applied in this instance.
That's awesome. And I feel like you kind of get a chance to do that when you're creating a set list for a gig, but it's so different because you're trying to do some sort of like magic on the audience, make people feel a type of way or create a vibe in a room, which is actually really different from what you can do when you have the parameters of like a physical record to work towards.
Yeah.
How do you feel it like shaped your, I guess, like narrative or the sort of arc of the album then? Do you sort of feel like there is an arc you could explain, or is it more of a feeling that you get?
I mean, kind of there's an arc. I mean, there's a couple of instrumentals and they're sort of supposed to be signposts to slightly different sections. And then like there's sort of some lighter tracks towards the end of, say, side one. And then side two is sort of consciously, I don't know, stuff that was maybe a little bit more difficult or a bit more of an experiment for us. So, yes.
I wanted to know a little bit about Bit Part, because we've got that on the playlist at the moment and it's awesome, and I have had it stuck in my head, I think, since you released it. What's this track about? Why were you writing this?
I don't know. Like, Nick, I don't know how to explain. He like started it or whatever, and we started writing the music and then the lyrics, but then like, I don't know, man.
I mean it speaks for itself in many ways.
It does. Maybe that's just how the person or whatever in the song that we're talking about, maybe that's how they feel as well. They're just like, I don't know, man.
I guess if you were to try and find a common thread between lots of these songs, it's a kind of a sense of futility and a sort of quite a bleak worldview, which I don't think is particularly well concealed.
I'm shocked.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, I think the thing that kind of balances it or pulls it out maybe in a different way is that humour that you write with, though. You know, like, it's quite funny to hear Noam Chomsky's name, like, chanted in a punk track, you know? There is something that's, like, inherently quite comical about that. But also, it's at the same time, has a cynicism to it that underpins the whole vibe, as you say, the slightly bleak worldview.
I mean, another thing that we've noticed is that often when people listen to our music and then they'll give you some feedback on it, and it's normally much better
than how we intended. It's like they make it way more interesting and we sound like heaps smarter in their head.
It's great. That's great. It's subconsciously when, you're doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. This song is like, to me, it's just fucking about The Sims.
There are a couple of Sims tracks on here. Is that right, Dorian?
Yeah, there's two.
Nice. Are you a Sims fan?
Nah.
I think everybody's played The Sims at some point, though, and deleted the ladder from the pool. It's got a little evil part of all of our lives. I reckon we should have a listen to Bit Part now. You say it's coming out on vinyl. When and where could people get that one from if they want it in their lives?
It came out yesterday?
Yep. Ooh, so nice. It came out yesterday, and it's available from where all good music is sold. But you can also head to our... but you can also get it through the 112 Records website and also through our Bandcamp page.
And Flying Out?
Oh, yeah, Flying Out, have it, and that's actually all I know.
Fab.
These are plenty of questions I should be answering. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Nick and Dorian, aka Tombs. Congratulations on your new album, Fake Teeth. And hopefully we'll see you at Wine Cellar or Whammy Shredding very, very soon.
On the 18th of March, in fact.
Hey, nice. That'll be great. We'll see you on the 18th of March.
All right, great. Thank you.
Ka kite. Bye. Ka kite.